Good evening, everybody. Wow, we've gone a whole week. We haven't missed a day. It's Thursday, December 21st, year of our Lord, 2023. This is the Fakeologist Show. And here is the sister. Ooh, I hit the post. You know what that means. This is Frank the Salt Guy. Frank the Salt Guy is with us every Thursday. We do have regular guests, and everyone likes Frank for the most part, I think. He's got mostly fans. He's been a Fakeologist since the beginning, I believe, 2012.
No, I really came on board in 2014, I think.
Right.
With Marcus.
And Frank hails from Geelong, Victoria, Australia, down under. And he is probably the leading, with along with Esoteric, of course, Australian Fakeologist, who does show up every week to monitor the broadcast and monitor the website on behalf of the Five Eyes Nation of Australia. You're probably a handler. What happened to Rick last week? He didn't show up, and I still haven't heard an explanation from him. Is he okay?
Well, I heard Dave. I saw someone say something about a sore throat, that he was not well.
Oh, okay. Well, he didn't contact me. I guess his fingertips are sore. He can't type.
Okay. I haven't heard or seen of him. So I don't. The answer is I don't know.
Okay.
But I for just, some reason.
It was just clicking into me that I haven't heard from him. He was supposed to show up Sunday. He was going to read a book or something.
And he was going to read a book. He was going to read about anal.
Right. Okay.
And that got everybody's attention.
Yeah. He had
even more so than how to take care of your penis.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're broadcasting live tonight on YouTube, Twitter, Odyssey. Odyssey is fake11.com/OD. And Twitter is fake11.com/Twitter. That's our account there. And apparently, if you type into the Twitter comments, it's going to be integrated into the Restream comments that you see on the right side of the screen. So if anyone wants to double check that, log into your Twitter account and watch us on Twitter. I can't remember why I stopped using Twitter, and now I don't know why I started again, because I don't really care about Twitter as much. I'm kind of off Twitter now, because now I live in the BitChute notifications. I get 200 or 300 BitChute notifications a day, I might think. And don't forget, we're on BitChute as well, fake11.com/BitChute. Did you notice a theme? Fake11.com. That's my own shortener service. So if you want to join in tonight's show, fake11.com/restream. If you want to see all of the Fake 11 short codes, just go to fakeologist.com/SC, Sierra Charlie, and that will list all the short links. If you go to fake11.com, that won't go anywhere. You got to type fake11.com/ a set of letters or a word. That is listed at fakeologist.com/SC. I know it's complicated. I'm sorry. That's the simplest I could do. And I'm going to open up the FakeoTube chat. That's our other big project that we started a few years ago. That's our video platform that seems to have stalled at about 298 subscribers.
That's very strange.
Yes. That means that the good listenership is a solid 300, and they do not share the site, because where else are you going to find out about FakeoTube? Absolutely nowhere is the answer. FakeoTube should be working tonight. I forgot to reset it. I'm going to reboot it now. So if that means you get interrupted for a second, then
remain calm.
Remain calm and chive on. And I'm going to bring up FakeoTube chat in its own window so I can look at it. And we got Skate and Destroy, Kate Emma, Axhole, Greg Shantz, and the famous Unknown User. My favorite username, Unknown User. And Anonymous sent us 10 coffees. Now, I'm not quite sure what the value of those coffees are. I'm guessing a couple bucks, but they went to fakeologist.com/donate. And there's so many different ways to donate. They went to buymeacoffee.com, or is it Ko-fi? I don't know which is which. So they went over there and shot us 10 coffees for yesterday's show. So thanks a lot. Really appreciate any donor. And on this webpage here, you see a purple button. This is a chat. This is another chat. And I don't really monitor it, but it is there. And you can type a chat in, and it seems to float over all Fakeologist web pages. There we go. And Dave J is in the YouTube chat tonight. Hello, Dave J. He's all ready to smoke up. And Maddie 33 is in the house. What a show we had yesterday with Fake Nukes Phil. And a lot of great callers. You can call in tonight. You can join the studio, fake11.com/restream. You can call us. Frank loves the phone calls. You can call on Skype. You can call on Discord. You can call on Gilded. Everybody, you want to call in, ask Frank a question. He'll be happy to answer. And Skate and Destroy loves the caller inners. Yeah, I've got to make that little audio from the great Chris Kendall that I was going to do. And I was going to use a speech AI program. But guess what? I've already forgotten the name of it. And if anyone knows a good speech AI where you plug in an audio. Oh, I can't even remember who I asked about that.
It'll be Brian. Brian's of this organization.
Yeah, actually, it was a guy who did the Stumble and Dread audio.
All right.
And I thought I saved it. I don't see my email. I sent the guy an email months and months ago. Now I can't find it. I guess I'll have to search for it later. But anyway, I was going to take Chris Kendall's voice and do that.
Frank, so I've got a couple of things that I wanted to just briefly chat about.
Go for
it. First is that the Kitco real-time gold price metal precious metal quotes and charts site got attacked, hacked, mm-hmm. and has gone down.
Are you going to bring that up on your screen?
I can do that. It was
what's Kitco? Is that mining?
They're a company that exchanges precious metals and
okay.
But it was interesting that it got hacked.
Okay. I'm not a big believer in hacking.
So you don't think it's a thing, is what you're saying?
No. Not really.
So your view is then that these guys...
These are inside jobs.
Right. Yeah.
I think any website login that gets compromised is some idiot falls for a phishing expedition. But I'm not really, and that happens a lot because most people are so.
Well, read what they've got the note here. Important. Our website is currently experiencing a temporary disruption due to a cybersecurity incident. Our team is actively working to resolve this issue as quickly as possible. We are committed to ensuring the security and integrity of our services and apologize for any inconvenience that this may cause. For urgent inquiries, please do not hesitate to contact our customer service at blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so their site went down. It was down for a few days. They're reporting live prices at the moment, but not in the same format they were before. So there's been, you know, there's been lots of talk about, you know, the cyber attack being the next pandemic. And a couple of the banks in Australia are having trouble. Westpac is the current one that's experiencing problems right now, I think.
Yeah, well, all stories on the Fakeologist have to be considered hoaxes. That's my mantra.
I agree.
That's how I look at things. So
that's the starting point.
I just got an email from a laboratory that does blood work and all other medical diagnostics. And they had a cyber attack.
Yeah.
On December 17th, 2019. What a coincidence, right around this time. And there was a class action settlement of $10 million.
Yeah.
Because I went there once, I am eligible to make a claim of up to $50.
Wow.
Sorry, $50 to $150. So I don't know if it's worth my time to fill out the form. I'll have to think about it. But it almost seems like some kind of exercise or a tribute. I just don't understand these things. And because we all are told by our overlord Klaus Schwab that we're gonna face a cyber attack incident.
Yes.
This is sort of an ongoing threat.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, thank you to Anne for the donation. Just came in, $25. Thank you so much, Anne. Very kind of you. I just saw that come through the wire, so thank you so much. I don't know if was Anne, were you the one that called in yesterday? Now I'm kind of mixed up. Maybe you were, maybe you won't. I don't know. But thank you so much for that. But yeah, so that was one. And there was another lawsuit for some cybersecurity incident that I also got an email for that says you might qualify as well to make a claim. And I can't remember what that is right now. It might be in my mailbox. So I'm really suspicious of what these things are, what they mean. Is it a way just to extract more money from somewhere to overhaul and upgrade their computers, which probably need to be upgraded and overhauled on a regular basis anyway? This is my puzzlement.
I guess my puzzlement is, why do people create these flawed systems that are easily broken? I don't, you know, why are we even in this situation? You know, where people are talking about power outages and food shortages and stuff that doesn't make any sense. Why continue on this road of vulnerability?
Mm-hmm. Well, the people that cover this pretty well are the No Agenda Show people.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of what their conclusion is on the cyber attack idea, the cyber attack concept right now. It sort of escapes me because the show came out today, but they do talk about it on the regular. But right now I can't remember what their thesis is on so-called cyber attacks. The thought just escaped my mind. But
well, maybe.
Oh, yeah. They were talking about the idea that it could shut down the grid or shut down the water plants and the pumps. That's their idea. And that, of course, is a completely absurd idea. Why the hell would the water plant pump be hooked up to the internet? Now, yes,
that's exactly the point I was making before. If that is the case, why? And if you think it is a risk, just unplug it from the internet.
Exactly. We've discussed that already. Yeah. So if the salt plant was online, or the fluoride dispensary into the water system was online, and the guy wanted to sit at home and monitor the levels, and then maybe increase the fluoride, then just make him go to work and press the button at work. Take it off the internet. There's no other way that it could be hacked. That's stupid.
It is. It's just mindless stupidity.
Yeah.
Which makes me think, if it's true, it's deliberate. That's all.
Yes. It's a I still think it has something to do with Y2K, which was another stupid event. Yeah. That it kind of made sense if you bought into the fact that none of the old software that only held the year with two spaces, two bytes, and not four bytes for a four-digit year.
Yes.
And it implied that all those pieces of software for the, say, 20, 30 years that memory increased and we could have made the change, they didn't make the change and update their software. Now, I know NASA and nuclear power plants They never upgraded their software because their excuse was, why bother? It's working so well. That's what the guy at the nuke plant said. Why would we change the software since it works so well? Why would we want to screw it up? Well, maybe because the people that write that software are all dead and no one's using it, or maybe because the hardware can't be fixed if it breaks because all the parts are gone. Yeah, that's why we upgrade stuff. So yeah, there were a million answers to that stupid comment, but the bottom line is Y2K was probably another event to force companies to somehow realign their computers to some centralized banking system doodad, and they needed to extract money from shareholders or private companies to force them to do it. Maybe yeah. that something like that.
Yeah.
Now, that's not necessarily my idea. Probably heard that from somewhere else, but yeah, that the whole Y2K thing was just another absolute fear porn event that just to kind of it was just to motivate everyone to just get on the same page, really reminiscent of what we just went through, which the COVID event was just to realign and synchronize all countries around the world and get them on the same track with regards to banking, with regards to biosecurity. There is no virus, there is no contagion, but it did manage to get everyone on the same page at the same time, which is a monumental feat if you think about it. How the hell would you get every country around the world to do the same thing at the same time? Well, you just learned how you do it.
Yeah.
I can't think of any other way to do it.
Well, they'll do it through climate now, won't they?
Well, the tactic is fear, extreme fear. Yeah. Make the people cry out. I don't think climate works. I don't think it works because...
I don't think the controllers care if it works or not. I see they're now openly saying that breathing is a source of X percent of the dangerous greenhouse gas.
Yeah. Well, we knew that was coming. If they hadn't said that explicitly before, I think they have now. Yeah. Well, the bottom line about carbon is you're the carbon they're trying to capture. Yeah. So you are the carbon. You're walking carcass. We want to capture you and put you into a cage. And I was just watching a pretty good video from my old buddy, Jim Fetzer. I pledge before I die or he dies, I do want Jim on the show just to thank him because he has given a lot of good content. And I just want to make it clear that we got to use everyone for their strengths. And he does do some things pretty well. And he put together a conference with some pretty interesting guests. And one of them was this guy I'd never heard of, Brian Davidson, who is some sort of PI. And he was looking into all the elements of the integrated capstone events. And he says it's not about taking away guns, which many people have said. But he said it's basically to build the biosecurity, national security state prison that everyone will be living in if they're not already.
I like the cartoon that the animation that was put out about the guy in his room, drones.
Oh, that was so good. Yeah. I wonder if I put that on FakoTube.
I thought you did.
Well, I put it on the Fakeologist shorts. What was that called?
Now you've got me.
There's almost no way I'm going to remember the name of it. It was a cartoon. I can type in the word cartoon in the Fakeologist shorts.
Or animation or something.
I think I would have put, no, it didn't. Cartoons. How about drone? No, drone won't work. Nothing to do with drones, but... what was that? No, it wasn't about drones. It was... I'll type the word animation. Well, while I'm looking for it, Let me play this and see if you agree with this, Frank. And do you have an agenda tonight, by the way?
Well, the only other thing I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
I assumed at some stage we were going to get onto the stunning revelations of Todd Piltner.
Oh, we can do that.
But before we do that, I just want to talk about the weather. Everyone's always enjoys talking about the weather.
Okay.
It turns out that your season, your winter season starts today or yesterday or something.
Yeah.
And our summer starts at the 1st of December.
Mm-hmm.
So in the Northern Hemisphere, well, in fact, and I think Africa does the same as you guys. They start their seasons with the equinox or the solstice.
Okay.
But Australia, we start our summer officially on the 1st of December, and it ends at the end of February. March, April, May are spring. Whereas your winter started today. Now, that's a 21-day difference between the timing of the seasons. Interesting and puzzling.
Yeah, well, most people up here have never heard of that. Yeah. You're the first one to ever bring that to my attention.
Yeah.
Is that just Australia and New Zealand?
Well, is it New Zealand? I should look.
Well, you guys are kissing summer. Cousins.
Yeah. When does summer start in New Zealand? And the answer is? So in New Zealand, they say it's the 22nd of December.
Uh-oh.
No. New Zealand summer months are December to February, the same as ours. Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So New Zealand has the same as us.
Okay.
So why? And South Africa doesn't do that.
Well, aren't you on the same latitude?
I would have thought so. When is summer?
All right, let me play this video. It's only a couple minutes.
2001, it had grown to $16 billion. In 2003, it had 192% increase up to $37.7 billion. So that one year, it experienced 192% increase up to.
By the way, this is just confirming what Fake Nukes Phil was saying yesterday. If someone said, why would they fake all this? Well, because it's easier to fake it than kill real people, and that's number one. But number two, it's just for money. It's just a business. And listen to what the Homeland Security budget is now in the United States for 2024.
$37 billion. Folks, that budget, which is Homeland Security, includes FEMA, includes Customs and Border, Coast Guard, TSA, Immigration, Citizenship, Management or Secret Service, and Cyber Protection. 2001, the first round of Homeland Security spending nearly doubled our entire budget from $19 billion to pretty close to $40 billion and jumped our spending from $67 up to $129 per person. Today, it has grown exponentially. In 2003, it was $37.7 billion. Today, going into 2024, the budget next year is $103 billion. And the population has increased. In 2001, it was 285 million. Today, it's 341 million people. Folks, when Homeland Security first passed through, the budget was basically $336 per household. 2024, the budget will be $786.10 and 10 cents per household, of which FEMA, which is the portion of this budget that I considered to be running these fake shooting drills, FEMA represents approximately 23% consistently, not between 19 and 23% consistently in terms of the spending, which means that FEMA has a budget to run these operations in 2024 of 20, this FEMA alone has a budget of $29,899,000.
Sounds like the same budget he has for Hot Pockets.
Plenty of money.
Hold on, Dave. Take it easy.
These operations. And the deeper I dig, the more I find that all these different government agencies, as their budgets increase year after year after year after year, they have to justify them. They need the American people to be scared. They need the American people to think that they're constantly being threatened by some outside force, and we need our big, expensive government agency to protect us. And so they execute these events. I don't know who got the first idea to execute this type of event, but it was brilliant, and they pulled it off. I suspect it was Mossad or the Israelis, but I have no way to go.
All right, Dave J, I'll pod you up. How you doing tonight? Dave J, go ahead.
$37 billion was his budget for Hot Pockets.
Sorry. Yeah, I heard him say that. Yeah, I know you were putting... No,
If you listen to the entire script he was saying, he is literally laying down sevens for you. Because it's all just numbers being fed to you for a potential, the idea of electrical potential, meaning that you're going to try and store or make reason for those numbers, and there is no reason there to begin with. So it's just, and did you notice how he kept amping himself up? As he was amping himself up, that's the same type of idea that these nonsense numbers will give somebody, and they'll have this false sense of purpose. You know, I'm fighting against the government, you know, spending all these billions. It's all made up. At their level, it doesn't matter. At our level, it matters. It matters.
I agree with you, by the way. Yeah. On that particular fellow, I've heard a few times. He is I think he's the guy that was talking about weather control at one stage.
You have this guy, though. What he's going to do is you have people who are going to listen to him driving home thinking they listen to this alternate reality, and they're going to be like getting all pumped up. Man, I'm pissed off. I'm going to go grab a 12-pack of Schlitz, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And then it all leads into these armchair warriors, to where they're fighting this power that quite literally is just a phantom. It's just an idea. It doesn't actually exist, but they're doing it from the idea of their comfort or living room, you know? And so they get this this false sense of idea, and then they wake up in the morning, oh, okay, now I realize I'm just some jobber, and they go do their thing. But as soon as they get off work and they hear this guy rattling off these numbers, which cause a literal reaction or reflex in the body to get you hyped up again, you see how it's just this constant ebb and flow, and like I told you before, it's really the Charlie Brown Lucy idea. You pump Charlie Brown up, run it up, and then he kicks, misses it again. There he goes.
I think, and when you were talking about people, Americans criticizing the government, I think H.L. Mencken is the most famous cynic, I guess, of American government. And he was around in the 20s.
Well, is he the world's leading cynic?
He was at the time, I think.
Yeah. I wonder if he had a paywall back then.
Probably. So I'm just looking for a few quotable quotes that probably people will remember from, they would have grown up with these things. So well, he says things like.
Frank, are you writing a book?
I know. Frank is typing away. There was somebody. Somebody made a post in Facebook that mentioned your name, Dave J, but because I'm not on Facebook anymore, I can't bring it up. I wish people would get off Facebook and come onto the Fakeologist site and put their comments, but I know there's one critic of mine on Facebook, but I can't see the post anymore unless I log in, so that's too bad.
So the reason I was making noise... Whereas I was just trying to find this thing from H.R. Mencken. His most famous one was, I just had it, and then it's dropped off on me. Why is that?
All day.
So he said, bloody Google, drive me nuts. Anyway, you go on, I'll find
it. In the hand is worth two in the bush.
he may have said that. essentially, he said that government just creates a whole series of hobgoblins for people to be scared of.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, we talked about that. I mean, Tim talked about that, about the idea of the state of mourning, the idea of mourning again in America. Interestingly enough, the Reagan, you used the word Reagan yesterday with that idea of the Reagan or that kind of jock character or space or Star Wars. That brings it in thinking of Napoleon Dynamite. I'm sorry, Napoleon Wilson and his 9/11 work, which you can see on the blog, by the way. If you take a look, if you want to see what the actual set is about, you're kind of why the buildings were constructed and how the set works and how all the different esoteric ideas blend into the actual physical landscape that was used, you'd find his work very interesting, by the way.
Good plug for Napoleon. That was a good tag. Now it's his turn to call in and tag you.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. That's good. I like that. Way to slip that in. Okay.
If you take the time to look at it, you will see that it goes through the Planet of the Apes. It goes through 2001. It goes through Star Wars, and it goes through Battlestar Galactica. They're just all really telling or retelling stories. The thing about Star Wars or the Millennium Falcon is that's an exact layout or blueprint of the Ground Zero. Remember when they used to always call it Ground Zero?
Oh, yeah.
The idea of zero or Zorro, all right? The idea of the circle or the idea of the circle gets the square, that idea. So then, and also when you had that Masonic kind of teardrop ceremony at Ground Zero at the time. So what he shows is he's literally showing that in 3D, but it's also shown throughout pop culture through the Star Wars franchise specifically, but it also goes through Stanley Kubrick and all those characters. The idea about Stanley Kubrick is you have these people hear the name, but they don't hear the cube and the brick right in the last name. The idea of
I know Napoleon has his he puts the same stuff up over and over again. I do see it. And if he wants to come, he can come on and explain it when he wants to as well. He's explained it 100 times. So,
well, I was going to say, but it's like once you recognize a truth in this place, in this realm, you can apply it every single day and it's going to be true. Because if it fails, it was not true to begin with, right?
Okay.
The truth cannot fail.
Yeah. Hannon Bizarre says, for the creepy Dave J and others that don't understand the meaning of the word doubt, to doubt means to be uncertain. It does not mean to believe that something is absolutely untrue. And then she puts the definition of doubt on there. And
what's the point though? She's using it. What is she?
I don't know. Cause maybe
you kind of need the context of that.
I know she put this 10 hours. She put this 10 hours ago. So maybe it's referring to the show, the last show.
Maybe when I talked about Doubting Thomas.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Doubting Thomas.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, what is that idea then? It's the idea that you have to, you literally need to touch it yourself before you, as that individual, witnesses out of your mouth. If the rest of society or the rest of your family or whoever wants to spill it out of their mouth or witness it, that's fine. But each person, each individual, you control what you speak out of your mouth, because once it's out of your mouth, it's in the air, and it cannot help but cause a reaction. So then that's what I'm saying. I say doubt absolutely everything presented to you by the news, which is all directional, north, east, west, and south, that idea of trying to guide you. I say doubt all of it to the point of don't pay attention at all if you can. But if you're trying to help somebody out, you have to be as wise as that serpent, meaning you have to know how they use their functionality. How do they use their numbers and their spellcraft? Because how can you then explain it to somebody enough to where they can take that and go test it themselves and say, okay, you know what? You're right. Not because you said it, but because it's the truth. See how then it becomes their witness. So they're not actually relying on you in the end. They went ahead and tested an idea, found it to be true. Then they became their own true witness.
Very good. So without further ado, now I want to...
So now I want to drag you onto another topic, Dave.
Sure.
Todd Pilton was on the radio. Fantastic. Fantastic bit of audio.
And that, what's your
synthesis?
Uncle Vigilante, Uncle Epic.
What's my take on what?
What's your synthesis of the discussion you heard with Todd?
I thought it was. I get somebody on the stand, and they're not very good at this. They're starting to sweat, and I just walk up to him and I say, "So, what is your name?" And then he just spills. He's like, okay, what I did was I had it in the bag, and then I had the guy's numbers. We have all the numbers in the notebooks. I went ahead and I moved the money here, and I was just asking your name. He literally spilled the entire scam out for everybody to listen to and hear, and then tried to walk it back later saying, oh, yeah, I didn't know, and everybody's going to be made whole and all this nonsense. But this was after the fact that I told him from the beginning about this character and this scam. The whole idea of Epic Coin, I told him, or Epic Cash, was a scam from the beginning, and I told him that. It's all a pump and dump scheme. I told him that. And that's it's fine that he didn't listen, but now he's listening. But that does not excuse the actions from the inception to now.
Yeah.
Because I did nothing wrong by doing what I did. I simply stated what I found to be true, and then I'm and this happens a lot, actually, and then I'm turned into some sort of bad guy because I'm the one who's putting the truth out, even if you come to it a year later or 2 years later.
I thought Todd acknowledged the truth of what you said.
Yeah, but it's like,
oh, he wait. Like, what truth? He acknowledged the truth because Dave J put a little bit of info on Wayne or Max. That's what Dave J put up. That's what he was acknowledging. But I don't think Epic Cash, I don't think all crypto or this crypto is
we're
pump
not talking
and dump.
About all crypto.
I don't think Epic Cash is pump and dump.
Specific product.
Yeah, and I don't think it's a pump and dump. So I disagree. I disagree with that.
I understand that, but you thought when I put this first up that you thought Max what's his name? Freeman was a good guy, and I told you back then he was not a good guy.
I never made a judgment on his character. I just said he knows what he's talking about with regards to this project. I didn't really make any comment on what you put on. I took it at face value and I took it under advisement, but I didn't make a judgment on the character. I read what you said, and I was just saying he knew what he was talking about with Epic Cash. He's still the best spokesman for the mechanics of it. Uncle Vigilante even acknowledges that.
But that's just saying like he's the best con man. That's not a good quality.
I don't think he's a con man. I think he put his hand in the cookie jar of the slush fund, but it has nothing to do with the fundamentals of Epic Cash.
We're talking about two completely different things.
I agree.
The articles that were put up by me were not speaking directly about just Max Freeman, but about the whole idea and the architecture of Epic Cash. Now, people can go back and look at that. They don't need to take my word or your word, and we don't need to argue about it because it is what it is. Either you're going to be proven right in a year or two, or I'm going to be proven right yet again in a year or two. So let's just leave it there. It's fine. It doesn't matter to me. I have nothing but time because that's all I do have.
Very good. Very good.
I appreciate that very straightforward commentary, Dave.
Absolutely. It's easier just to walk up to somebody and look them in the eye and say something to them. Do you know why? Because then you're not worried about is he hiding something? What does he really mean? No, now you can actually address it. Now you know not only what do I think, but what did I say? Because what I said is my witness.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not take it back. Now then, that's okay. Each person does that. You lay it on the table. Now you consume it. That's their offering to you. Was it meat? Was it sustenance? Was it living water? or was it just garbage that you're left hungry, you know, as soon as you walk away? Those are that's the difference, simply.
Okay, Franny and
I want you to say, Tim, I don't want you to think I'm mad at you ever.
No, I'm okay. I'm not taking it as such.
I'm very passionate.
No, I'm not taking it as such. I know you're a big supporter, Dave. I know there's probably no bigger supporter. I really appreciate it. It's just that I think
I've been pulling you guys out of the weeds for how many years?
I think the audience is really confused with so many things financial. And I think I have a good grasp of what Epic Cash is, but it's one of these things, like, it's sort of an unregulated area right now, and people are going to cry for regulation, and then they're going to get locked down and smacked down from Big Mama, Big Daddy, the government, who will come running to their attention and their aid. And that's what always happens with these sort of Wild West areas of finance. You get these really smart guys that are able to put together a program or business or a technology. And some of them are evil, not evil geniuses, but they're kind of really manic people. It takes so much commitment to build something from scratch.
One of the things I was surprised about is that, remember that I did a conversation with Todd and Max.
Max, yeah.
Wayne. And it was on Todd's site for a while, but I haven't been able to find it since, where essentially Max was talking about already making derivatives of the coins.
Yeah, he was already sort of going off project. What he did was he created a slush. There were two slush funds. We talked about this. Yeah. There was the developer's tax, which is used maybe 8% to pay for marketing and pay for people to actually spend time on the technology. And then he created another voluntary fund where people could kick in, where he was, I think he said he was creating a token that was to be exchanged down the line for Epic Cash.
It was money
raised for marketing as well, but he used it to create some other technology or some other thing. That it was a bait and switch, and that wasn't right. You can't ask for money for one thing and then do something else with it. But it had
as I said, the hints about the let me just go back to it. This thing about developing derivatives. So in other words, he was talking about not actually selling your, transferring your Epic Cash. He was talking about hanging on to it and having derivatives where you know, it all got a bit, I just thought it was getting a bit
murky.
A bit, well,
everything gets fractionalized, Frank. Once you start to fractionalize something that doesn't exist in the first place, you have this smash mirror effect of an illusion. So everybody gets confused after a little
while. I was confused. I think Vigilante was confused. And, you know, Max was going to come on my show before Epic was, but Max didn't show up. You remember
Max
that?
Max is a character. What is his name again?
Wayne,
what
I think. Wayne Garvey. But he never showed up, and then he didn't contact me why he didn't show up later until he sent me a two-word thing, I think, weeks later. It says, oops, I think. He just said something strange, and I was going to wait till Epic came on, then he did. So maybe Max can come on and explain his side of the story, because there's always three sides of every story. I'm not going to convict anybody with in absentia here. This is not a kangaroo court. But
I'm just rendering my judgment, which is
I know. Well, you know what? Yeah, if the court of fakeologists comes on and Max is on trial, you can be on the jury.
All right.
We'll bring you on.
Joel.
Have a bucky biker babe escort him in.
Yeah. That's a big throwback. That's a big callback.
But I was thinking about throwbacks when you said Garvey. You know what my first thought was watching the Dodgers when Steve Garvey played.
I remember Steve Garvey.
Davey Lopes.
I remember Steve Garvey.
Steve Yeager. Dodgers had a real good team.
Well, they always do. They got the money. That's why. Didn't they pay big bucks for that Japanese guy? What a financial little scam they pulled for him, huh? Did you hear that? We're way off topic, by the way.
Yeah, I don't watch it anymore, but back when I was a kid, they used to give free, if an adult brought children to the ball field back then. You could get four children in for one adult ticket if it was a day game.
Yeah, not anymore. Now you have to mortgage your house to go.
Yeah, now, but that was the I haven't been since then, but it was a long time ago. I just remember Steve Garvey. It was great. That's such a good piece of real estate they have too, on top of that hill there in LA.
I don't even know. Hey, Franny in the FakoTube chat says astronomical season, 21 June to 23 September, meteorological season, 1 June to 31 August, solar Celtic season, 1 May to 31 July. So she's looking at three different ways to measure it.
My wife also talked about that. Okay. And
that's Franny.
I have to tell you, that's the first time I've even heard of anything like that. Mm-hmm. But the point remains that no one has ever talked about summer in my 60 odd years in Victoria.
Yeah.
No one has ever mentioned ever this thing about summer starting at the solstice. It's just not done here.
All right. Well, I'm not. You think it's because of the flat Earth? I have no idea. I'm really.
Yeah, I think it's what I'm suggesting here is that there is asymmetry.
If they wanted to call December 1st the beginning of winter in Canada, I would agree with them because it is cold in December, and we always say, "Man, it's cold so far this winter," and everyone says, "It's not winter yet; it's late fall." So. In Canada, December 1st for winter would be just fine. And guess what? Winter doesn't end till May 1st. So I think that's even longer.
So really, Canada's winter is 6 months, isn't it?
We have two seasons, winter and construction. That's it. There's no other. That's it.
You know, I was stationed in Canada.
I know you were in Victoria in Esquimalt, I think.
No, I was in Nanoose Bay. Yeah, it's on Victoria Island.
That's where my cousin was based.
I'm sorry, Vancouver Island. It's north of Victoria. So you go up there. I was there for 2 years.
Actually. I'm going to say that's Esquimalt. Nanoose Bay might be the Esquimalt. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So if you look up Nanoose Bay on Google Maps, you'll find there's a little base there. I was stationed right there.
All Canadian our bases there. Are little.
So I was there.
We have a couple of rowboats and a canoe.
Yeah.
Just four. What were you doing on Canadian soil? Were you invading?
Actually, I was. I was working as at it's a 3D range there, meaning that there's a 3D antenna under the water. And what you do is you fire a torpedo, which is just a submersible, really. And you go left, right, up, down. You say, okay, you test it. And then the 3D range, you're able through sonar, or what's called underwater radar is sonar. You're able to paint its pattern and to see if it actually reacted or didn't react to the commands you were giving it. It's basically just a fancy remote control object, which is all your military industrial complex, all these very smart men are making very fancy remote controlled objects that go boom sometimes, but it's all controlled. It's all fancy though. Let me tell you, this is all very, it's all very fancy stuff. So what I was called a firing chief, and I fired from submarine tubes and surface tubes that was on a repurposed, ship that was actually very well known. It is in the movie Mr. Roberts. So if you ever watched the movie Mr. Roberts, that ship that was filmed on, same ship was repurposed with tubes below and on top, and I was on that very same ship in Canada.
But presumably, you have to be above surface to be able to do the remote control, because
you don't. What happens is you, let's say it's a submarine tube. So what you do is you have, now imagine you're under the waterline already. So what you do is you open the inside door, because the outside door has a seal, hopefully that's working. All right. You go ahead and you load your torpedo in. You put what's called a wire. Well, you know, it's a wire guide, but you put it through a grommet through the door. And it's as big as.
So it has a wire to the torpedo.
Right. Yeah. The wire comes through the grommet anyways. And it has a big feeding a cylinder that you place behind the torpedo that stays in the tube. okay? And it feeds out almost like a fishing line.
Yeah.
So what happens is that you flood the torpedo tube, meaning you just open up the airline so that the water comes in. Once it's flooded, you open up the outside door, and then you just basically shoot it out with air. It's just basically, it's an air slug. And as soon as you have a forward momentum, there's an internal gyroscope that will start the seawater pump that will start the engine. Once the engine starts, it goes ahead and shoots out. Once it shoots out, you're able to control it, just like a remote control, but you have all six axes.
But it's not radio. Mm-hmm. You've actually got a wire guiding it.
You actually have a wire. And so and you have a joystick. And you just go up, left, right, up, down, thaw. You can go theta. You can go up at an angle. You can go down at an angle. Do you see how you have all that whole maneuverability within that whole sphere of the idea of the 360, but you have that sphere? You're able to move in any direction until your wire guide, which is once it runs out, then it snaps. As soon as that happens, the torpedo stops running and it starts to sink. There's a pressure switch inside. As soon as it gets deep enough, it blows two explosive bolts, and two lead weights drop out, and the whole thing pops back to the surface because it's just like dropping two anchors. So the lead weights pop off, and then what happens is you'll pull back by on your ship, and then you'll jump in the water. You put a nose cone back on it, and you lift it back onto the ship, and you refuel it, and you do it again. You put your lead weights on it, and you do it again. It's just test and retest. And this is Honeywell, Westinghouse, Martin Marietta when they were around, ITT when they were around, Raytheon. All of these guys come up with their product.
All the subsidized companies of the United States, the socialist military United States.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
Dave.
So I'm sorry. Okay.
No, good call. Thanks for the explanation. I want to keep going here.
All right. Cheers, guys.
But thanks. Cheers. Be blessed. Hey,
Dave, thank you.
Be blessed.
Be blessed. All okay. Right. Here's Eric Adams. Remember this clown?
To the end of what was a very eventful 2023, right? So when you look at the totality of the year, if you had to describe it, and it's tough to do, in one word, what would that word be? And tell me why.
New York. This is a place where every day you wake up, you could experience everything from a plane crashing into our trade center to a person who's celebrating a new business that's open. This is a very, very complicated city, and that's why it's the greatest city on the globe.
There you go.
Well, that summarizes everything for me.
Somebody asks, is this him or AI? See, this is the question that's going to be asked over and over again from now on. Could someone be this stupid, or did someone just make up an AI image and put that script in there? Or did he actually say that?
Well, he didn't actually say anything except he lied. He said, there's a globe.
this is the part. Did you miss this part?
If you had to describe it, and it's tough to do, in one word, what would that word be? And tell me why.
New York. This is a place where every day you wake up, you could experience everything from a plane crashing into our trade center.
That was the part that I think was standing out. I figured you'd pick up on the globe, but the part with the planes?
Yeah.
That was funny.
You know, there were so many lies in that such a short time. It's, you know, to me, it summarizes everything that's going on.
This guy is good for quotes. He is another sort of clown show like the other black guy.
Is there more than one black guy?
Well, yeah, the other black guy that gets made fun of all the time. That was his name, Al. I forget now.
Oh, I know who you mean.
He's on MSNBC.
The larger man. Al Coke or something. Al Coker.
No, I can't remember right now. They play him on the No Agenda show all the time. It's evading me right now. If anyone is in the chat that wants to remind me, it's anyway. Okay, so that was Eric Adams. What else we got? John. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to go back to my very good friend, Dr. John Campbell.
Oh, right.
Simply because, you know, when you see the videos of his earlier performances before you know, urging people to get the jab, and what a game changer it was for the good of people.
Yeah.
Hearing him speak now is just galling. It really is.
I'm not really following him every day, but what's the latest? Give us.
Oh, no, it's just he's really on the tirade now about how the jabs were and how could this happen.
Well, he didn't help.
He didn't help. He led people like a Judas goat.
Yeah. But he's just a nurse and a YouTube star.
Well, I think he's proven himself to be more than just a nurse. I mean, I don't know how many people, millions of people listen to him. And the way he's talking now compared to what he was saying at the time when he was urging people on, it's really just staggering to me.
Here's that John Manley, who was on my show with his son a year or so ago. He did a video, and he has a Substack. This is actually, I guess he did a video and a podcast. This was on YouTube for about, I think he said 20 minutes. So I put it on FakoTube. It's a few minutes. I won't play the whole thing.
It's beginning to look a lot like Democide. An article by John C.A. Manley, December 21st, 2023. It's beginning to look a lot like Democide. All right. It's looked like Democide for about 3 years now. Since Christmas 2020, when Pfizer and Moderna gifted the world with their government-sponsored mRNA injections. For those too innocent to know what democide means, democide, noun, the killing of members of a country's civilian population as a result of its government's policy, including by direct action, indifference, and neglect. Demo is Greek for common people, for example, democracy.
I'm playing this for you, by the way, Frank, because he's going through the Canadian numbers, so I know
you. Yeah, no, I appreciate it. I haven't heard it. I'm interested.
For example, homicide, pesticide. This year is looking more like democide than ever because Statistics Canada released their death stats for 2022. Check out this table, link below, for a summary of the top 10 causes of death from 2019 to 2022. The chart shows there's been a 17% increase in deaths from 2019 to 2022, even though, despite massive immigration, Canada's population has only increased 2.1%. More revealing is the 475% increase in ill-defined and unspecified causes of mortality, otherwise known as deaths by unknown causes. From 3,378 deaths in 2019 to 16,043 deaths in 2022. Now, the fact-checker's rebuttal to this has a little truth mixed with deflection. Some of those unknown deaths are still under investigation and will be reassigned to another category. Of course, we're 12 months into 2023, so I can't imagine many of those 16,043 unsolved deaths suddenly being solved. The bodies are long gone, so how much more investigation is possible? While most Canadian politicians won't even acknowledge the data, Maxime Bernier of the populist conservative People's Party of Canada was bold enough to state, "What happened in 2021 that could have caused this explosion of unexplained deaths over the last 2 years? An experimental pharmaceutical product was rushed to market and forced on Canadian society, is what happened. They told us it was safe and effective, but over the last few years, we have learned more and more about how that COVID shot was neither."
Anyway, so there you go. That's half of that. You can watch the rest on FakoTube.com, my website. And of course, John Manley has a Substack as well. And this is on BitChute. You can click the source link here and you should be able to see the... Oh, he doesn't have the link to his own
Substack. It's beginning to look a lot
He doesn't have the link to his own Substack, or maybe he does. Actually, he does right here. So he's on Substack here. No, he's got his own blog. Sorry. So there you go.
Mm. They're pretty impressive stats in Canada,
mm-hmm. Jim.
My brother-in-law collapsed the other night.
Oh, in between shows?
And so, my, yeah, in between shows. And my,
oh, wow. What did he collapse of? What happened?
They don't know. The ambulance came and he didn't go to hospital, and you know, it was all considered to be normal that you just collapse. But if you're okay, you, nothing happens. Very strange. My wife didn't want to talk to me about it. Surprise.
That's her brother?
Her brother-in-law.
Oh, her brother-in-law.
Mm.
Wait, your wife's brother-in-law? So yeah. It's...
My brother-in-law-in-law, is it?
Okay. It's her brother-in-law. Yeah. Well, wouldn't her brother-in-law be your brother?
No, her brother-in-law would be the guy married to her sister.
Oh, okay. I got to check my family tree etymology. Okay.
Yeah. So.
So yeah, is the signal that she did not want to talk about it an indication to you that she knows what it is and she doesn't want to hear you say, "I told you so"?
Is to me.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Well, this is one case where you probably don't want to be right, but you're right.
Yeah. It's very interesting that, you know, that I don't think the idea that you wouldn't go and get checked up would have been around pre all this stuff. So it's very strange to me, strange behavior.
So he doesn't want to get checked out, or
just didn't worry about it. He just stayed home, rested in bed with COVID. Apparently he's got COVID.
Okay.
Crazy. It's crazy. We're in crazy land.
Yeah, so look at John Manley's blog there. That's a pretty good blog post. I like it.
Mm.
And John actually was recounting a story about one radio show that he really likes, podcast out of his area. And the guy didn't go on the air for a while. And it turns out he fell in his own apartment. I guess he lives alone, and he couldn't get to the phone for a period of time, which isn't very funny, of course. And I'm trying to see if he put it on here. I guess he didn't. Usually it's on his blog. Maybe it's on his email list. He has an email list as well. Anyway, the guy's okay, but he had to go to the hospital because he was on the ground without water for almost a day, which is not good. And John said, well, it reminds him of a story where a guy was on the ground, was mountain climbing. You remember this one? Where he got caught in between a rock and a hard place and had to cut his arm off.
Yes, I remember that.
And I said to John, I'm pretty sure that's a fake story because they made a book and a movie out of it.
You cynic. You don't believe that.
now, I had written about that 10 years ago on the Fakeologist blog. And I went back. I sent him the link to that. And when I looked at the post, I didn't have a lot of evidence, but the story was that the guy was fighting with his girlfriend now that he's totally recovered. So they created a big story out of that, whether it was true or not, or just for promotion. Yeah. And I said, John, I think this is a fake story. And then he read through my article and he said, there's really nothing there that tells me it's fake. But I think just the idea that, would it be really possible to cut your own arm off? Do you think that's physically possible, especially after 120 odd hours, which is 5 days? I just don't think anything makes sense about that.
No, I don't think the story makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Just on the surface, prima facie.
Yeah.
If you go to fakeologist.com and just type 127 days, I think the post will come up. And if anyone has any other links to the fakery of that, let me know.
Well, I think we're at the time of the year. I mean, this must be your last show for the year. What is the we need some prognostications from the goat's entrails about what's coming up. So if any caller inners have got some
is that your brother-in-law coming in?
It's the whole family coming in. So wow. everyone's arriving for Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah. I was trying to get into a quieter spot, but it just didn't quite work out.
You're not in the salt mine tonight.
No, I'm not.
We've pulled the pin early on the salt works. We're having a break for Christmas.
I'm trying to find the link to cutting off his arm. And of course, I can't find the damn thing now. Does anyone know the name of that movie? Let's check the Fake O2 Fakeologist chat. That is okay, I can't find it right now. All right. Well, I have no prognostications. It'll be more of the same for next year. I don't think prognostications are useful in any way because they almost never come true.
Mm-hmm. You're not feeling prophetic?
Never. I don't think that over the next couple of weeks till the end of the year, we're going to have much in the way of PSYOPs because I don't think people are paying attention. I think that's the general trend. Do they know you're doing a very important radio show?
I think they do.
Yeah. All right. Do you have any? I guess maybe you want me to reciprocate and ask you.
No. I thought this we might be able to induce some caller inners because this must be. Are you doing any more shows between now and the end of the year?
Let's look at fakeologist.com/live. Okay, so the regularly scheduled shows will be canceled next week. So that'll be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Monday's Christmas, so we don't normally have a regular guest. So that is a no-go. But I'm thinking probably the following week we might start coming back because it's a work week for me.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we might have an impromptu Christmas show, maybe the 26th, 27th, or 28th, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like just say hi, let callers in, just wish everyone a Merry Christmas if they wanted to, and make that the point, because there won't probably be a PSYOP to talk about. And
that's a forecast.
Well, okay. Well, I think it's just I've said this for the last 10 years, usually. Most of us acknowledge not much happens in business and or pleasure. And since all PSYOPs are business, is that Brian guy did say it's all about money. It's pretty easy to say that most businesses and commerce shut down the last 2 weeks of the year.
Yeah.
And Pauly Gualtieri in the chat says big fakery going on in Praha, which I think is the right name to say Prague.
Oh, what's the fakery going on in Praha?
I think they had an integrated capstone event. I'm sure if we just typed in the word Prague, that's all you need. Okay. That's all you need. On the bye-bye sai. On which country would you like to watch BBC.com from? So that's Brave Browser asking me. I don't want to use a VPN. Wow, we got jumpers in Prague. Okay, they're only jumping down one story.
Do they have any very brave television reporters following the troops, following the police in there?
And that's about all we see. I like how they walk single file with their hands on the person in front of them's shoulders. Didn't the Sandy Hoax people do that? The children? Same.
Oh, it's a drill.
Ritual.
You know, it's a part of the standard operating procedure.
Police say the 24-year-old gunman was also eliminated. Wow. Use the word.
They never survive these things, do they? Have you noticed that?
Well, not really. They don't really know. It's too much. And I don't know the story whatsoever. And I expect a manifesto to come through. Now, that's another thing that Brian was talking about in his broadcast, apparently, on the Fetzer false flag thing. They have a list of things we've talked about at Manifesto. It's either a drill or a... They just make a list of how these things are done. But I don't think there's too many details here. And that's about it. There's really no details in the story on the Bible, you say.
Okay. Well, one other thing that popped into my head this week was listening to people praising Donald Trump when they heard him talk. And Donald Trump was just saying all the right things, you know, that he was going to reverse everything, including, you know, he was going to stop transgender athletes.
Yeah, most of the things are inconsequential. The only thing that is really important that he didn't talk about and never will talk about is the vaccine. And
what I guess astonishes me is that he's held up as a hero when he is the guy that did all that.
All right. Well, yeah, I don't know if he really promotes it anymore in his latest theater of the absurd. I think they even cut that out of one of the streams. I mentioned that.
Right.
Where the other guy was talking about the vaccine. They just cut it out. They don't want anyone talking about it. And I still think that is a real thing. I know others think it's just saline, but I don't think so. And I don't think you think so either.
Well, again, well, all we've got is numbers.
Okay.
And my personal experiences of it, of what's been going on. It's my observations.
The film is 127 hours, thank you, to Axhole for putting it in the chat. I just wanted to get the name of it because I know I wrote about it in the blog almost 10 years ago. I never watched the movie. Here it is. You're right. 127 hours. I'll put a link in the show notes so you guys can take a peek at that in the show notes.
Yeah. So it just is astonishing to me that we could end up with this fellow being a candidate again. I mean, as you've often say, how old is he? He is ancient.
Well, he's pushing 80, and the question is, there's supposed to be 330 million people in the United States, and this is the best they can do. So it's a sad state of affairs for sure, but it's all theater, as we know. I think the end game is to just have everything run by a one-party technocracy, because so-called normal, regular people aren't capable of running a big corporation like a country.
I think
that's where it's going. Tunax is in the chat. Hello. Good evening, sir. And to Franny and Ann Carter and all the new people that have joined the FakoTube chat, we appreciate it. Thanks, everyone, for participating.
And thank you for the emails. I do enjoy getting the emails.
Diana, the email software. Is frank@fakeologist.com if you want to talk to Frank. If you have any questions, should I just quickly check my email box to see?
I should do the same.
So if you have something to read, let's see, what do we got for the show? Okay. Christine says of last night's show, wow, what a great show. Suzanne from Manchester was articulate, interesting, and to the point. I'm from Manchester, although I'm living 90 miles away now in the East Midlands. First time I've ever heard anyone from there say the MEN arena bomb was fake. My daughter works in a Manchester hospital, and she went into work that day on her day off as she thought she would be needed. She was very quiet about it. She said the victims had perhaps been taken to other hospitals. And great. We've heard that before. We heard that before, because don't forget, the hospitals in Manhattan were very quiet. But what happened to all those people that were injured or killed? They weren't in Manhattan. They must have floated off to other places. unexpectedly and unaccounted for. That creepy man that called in was saying he hadn't watched Fake Nuke Phil's work, but he seemed to know so much, didn't he? He talked down to both of you as if he was a fake psychologist. Your show is indeed picking up momentum now. Give them enough rope and they hang themselves eventually, or in his case, quickly. Thank you, Christine. She's a donor, of course, as well. We really appreciate you.
Now, I haven't heard that show, so I look forward to that. I've been listening to everything, I thought, but I've obviously missed that last Fake Nick's Phil show.
Now, you want to hear this. I did reach out to Ray West because he was on Cui Bono.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. He did,
and then he responded to me eventually. He said, yes, he'd like to come on the show early 2024. Thanks for the frank info. Then he says, by the way, I hope First Class Skeptic is okay. I don't know First Class Skeptic, so I don't know if he's okay. I don't know anything about him. And then he says, for some reason, I haven't seen Simon Shack's September Clues video before now. Well, if you haven't seen it, that's deliberate at this point, I think. The Swedes at Cui Bono are keen to promote his Earth-centered solar system idea, but it seems weak to me. And what else? He says, I wonder if you have a view on scripted talks. I was painfully aware that those Swedes were waiting to go into their topics, so it seems a good idea to take more trouble over talks than I've done so far. But, of course, it's work. He would rather have a scripted talk where he's...
No, I think he's saying that... Well, his general format is free flow, really. But he is saying that if you... I think he's saying that it seems that the Swedes... We're putting out the a very scripted, things that they wanted to talk about. Whereas Ray's more interested. I mean, his thing is Jews, really, isn't it?
Oh, of course, yeah. Well, here's his follow up email. He says, you know, I think I'll have to decline. In fact, there are so many issues, Canada and what's being done to it. Jewish plans, including placing fake heads, kings, presidents, health czars, UN, et cetera, viruses, if I could find anyone, and the previous talk where you stumped me with a numerology of presumably fake nuke power. I am fed up with having to supply the meat, and my listeners, I presume, expect a lot of details. Regard Ray. So he's
bailed.
Almost within the same few days, he said, no, he will not be coming on. So that's fine. Cheerio, Ray. And then I asked him, where can I find the link to Lord of the Nukes? Because he said that was a four-hour audio. And I couldn't find it on his extremely confusing website. And then he sent it to me.
Oh, good.
And... Yeah, I didn't. Maybe I posted it before, but here it is here. So without further ado, I'll welcome my guest, the author. Well, that's me from 10 years ago. And wow. So I guess I'm the beginning of Lord of the Nukes. So I'll just skip ahead. Article. And I don't want to get too deep.
Bomb. It's the same picture. It's the same chain hoist. It's the same.
So I guess he just mashed up a bunch of audios, including
controlled
mine.
By media. About his pipes and con.
So now that I know I'm the star of the show, I'm not going to post it because it's mostly our audio. I thought it was a video, Lord of the Nuke, so I'm just going to probably ignore that and not put that up because it's mostly my audio. And I guess he put a couple other clips in there, so I'll leave that. I got something from Dave James from James R. And I'll read this one. James sends me a couple emails here and there. He says, I saw Dave J and Phil debate, try to have a longer debate next time. I thought Dave J was rude to Phil. What I think is that some wars, battles are fake and some are real. And then he says, Dave J says, no killing injuries, etc. I say that's too extreme. My grandma was German. And said there was killing, etc. Did you know the Irish took 81 years to double their population? But after potatoes were put there, 1700s, that took only 30 years to double due to organic potatoes. I say bee pollen is healthiest food on flat earth. Did you know 56 air pilots were asked, is earth flat? And all 56 said flatter than a pancake. So that's one sentence from James. Thank you. And then Suzanne sent an email about points to raise with Mr. E. And she also went on talking about the Richard D. Hall case, where he's being sued or some criminal or some kind of prosecution regarding his videos on the main victim, Vic Sim, of the Manchester Ariana Grande concert hoax. So that's that. That's Suzanne. Thank you, Suzanne. Oh, and I got a message from Awake Cupcake. Hi, I love the Fakeologist podcast. I listened to many of the episodes twice. Oh, you poor person. But thank you. You are a very genuine person, along with all of your regular guests. I used to listen to a lot of different podcasts, but now I see the deception and fakery and everything. So I'm no longer able to listen to any other podcast. I disagree with some. Wow. Yeah, you better start branching out. There's a couple of podcasts I recommend that I listen to. So maybe I know they're not into fakery, but sometimes they're interesting. I disagree with some who say you shouldn't focus on the worldwide deception of the COVID jab. When you read my email, you will see why I'm more than convinced that this is happening and is quite serious and will affect us all either directly or indirectly. In my opinion, it is the most important issue of our time. And I think I agree with that.
I agree with it. Yeah.
My husband and I were aware of the dangers of the COVID jab from the very beginning and tried to warn so many, both friends and family, who ignored us completely. We have seen many people die or become ill after they took the jab. The ones I have cited below are 100% confirmed that they have taken the first two shots and some have taken the boosters. I really wish I had been writing all of these down, but here are the ones I can remember. And she gives me a long list of turbo cancer, stage 4, died suddenly, myocarditis, pericarditis. And I decided Awake Cupcake will be the first guest on the allshotsclot.com podcast, which I'm probably going to do on a Monday. And I'm just going to have the show, the phone open if I don't have a guest, and just take calls about people that think that the clot shot, any clot shot, but especially the last one, the COVID, has caused them injury or harm or, in someone else's case, death.
When are you doing that?
I'm thinking Mondays.
Okay, but you haven't set a start-off date yet?
No, because of the holiday season. But if I look in the calendar, Monday, January 1st is probably not a good day, which is the new year. But maybe I will do it that day. I don't know. Might do it January 1st. I'll ask if Awake Cupcake wants to come in on that day, because I usually don't do anything on New Year's evening. And after that, maybe January the 8th, the Monday. So that's the plan. And if no one calls in or comes on, then I'll just read all the vaccine stories from a couple Twitter and blog posts, that kind of thing. And that'll take an hour. It'll be about an hour. I if somebody calls in, though, those calls are probably going to take a while. So that's the intention. So I'm going to try it out.
Okay.
And see what happens. You come to me with a vaccine story every week.
Yeah. It's, these are just the things that I'm just telling you are just things. And what's most interesting to me is an unwillingness to consider the possibility that it's just avoided.
Here?
It's become an undiscussable, as Chris Argyris, the famous industrial psychologist, said.
Undiscussable.
It's an undiscussable.
Now, please remember that I do encourage you to post the show, video, audio, anywhere you want to. It's free. There's no content, copyright. It's all common, whatever you call it.
Fair use.
Fair use. Just don't alter it if you can. Or if you do alter it, let me know so I can be aware that you've altered it. But Fake Nukes always puts the show on his channel, and he has, now he's at 1,429 subscribers. I think he was about 800 when we first started talking, so he's doing well.
Well, I think you need to maintain the idea that you have copyright. You're allowing people to use it, but remember that a problem can be if people misrepresent you.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So don't alter it.
Yeah, I think you should, without your permission, you can't just use it out of context, etc.
You mean as in the form of a satire or a mockumentary?
Again, as long as it's not done, you know, if people are going to use your material in a way which misrepresents you in some way, you don't want that, do you?
Yeah, you're right.
So I mean, you have copyright automatically simply because you publish it first. That's just it's not something you need to apply for. And so, you know, it's not okay for people to just completely falsely misrepresent what you've done or said by altering it in a way which changes its meaning. That's not reasonable.
All right, very good. Okay, that's fine. Now, Fake Nukes put the show up on his channel and he got a few extra comments. I'll just read a couple here off the BitChute channel. Here I have a critic over there, of course. 01 said, good show. If only Fakeologist wasn't naive about that crypto stuff and Epic Cash. Mr. Epic Cash doesn't have a clue about the scam. He fell for it and sells it like snake oil scammer. Then he comes onto your show and isn't even embarrassed to tell the listener about it and his greed. The love of money is the root of all evil. Why is that guy even listening to your show? The truth and money don't mix well. You can tell he is Jewish. All crypto people want to cash out at some point. There's no future for other means of exchange that the elite wants. Paper money isn't going away. Tell Mr. Epic Cash to invest in rubber babies. That's the currency of the future. That's a pretty good comment.
That's funny.
Iconoclast sounds like a rabbi. Well, that's standard insult on BitChute. My Judar went full max. These guys never quit. This has got to be the 77th Brigade that's on this. It's just over the top.
Yeah.
American Jedi said, Icono Drip said right off the bat that he didn't even look at either of your channels or videos. Ignoramus. And here's another one. Iconoclast seems like a loon. If you don't agree with me, it means you're wrong. That's funny. Yeah, we had an interesting caller on named Iconoclast. And what else?
So I'm going to enjoy that by the sound of it.
Oh, that was a good show. Not because of us, because of the caller inners.
Yeah.
They were really good.
And I know. I think if you get good people calling in, it makes a huge difference.
And finally, Marjo said, your podcast is golden. Your work needs to be exposed to a bigger audience. I agree. I listened to a recent podcast with Lynn Ertel. What a trip. Have you had No Planes as a guest? He would be a must listen. Thanks again. Yeah, we'll get No Planes on. He called in randomly. And was very interesting. All right. Well, Frank, we've been going about an hour and a half, and I hear the family has just come in, so we should probably wrap her up now. Why not? Thank you for muting, by the way. And it looks like it's Thursday. We have a weekend of audio chats. Maybe. I don't know where Rick is. But Rick may come on Saturday or Sunday or both or neither. Either way, if you want to join in on just an informal audio chat, fake11.com/discord. And you can join me and anyone else who shows up. And we can just have an impromptu chat. All you guys in the in the YouTube right now, in the D Lives. You're all welcome. You are all welcome. Dave J will post this show. Thank you, Dave. Super fan. I appreciate you.
And thanks for having me online, Ed. Much appreciated.
Yeah, Frank, thank you, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Yeah. So next week we'll be off, so you don't. You're certainly welcome to come by on the audio chat. We can have a chat. Wow, is that a gunshot?
No, that was just a door closing.
It sounds about the same.
Maybe
it sounds like we played Ace Baker faking a suicide on the Jim Fetzer show yesterday. Exact same sound. Wow. Exact same sound. The door slamming.
Well, there you go. You can sell that part of the recording to the
sound guys.
To the sound guys.
Soundbite guys. All right. Well, have a great time. We'll probably see you on the weekend, Frank. I'm sure.
All right. Terrific. That, so take care.
All the best, Frank. Bye, at psychologist.com or howtotakecareofyourpenis.com. John says best podcast. Thank you, John. And what else we got here? Jacquois says Faco does love the truckers and crypto. Ha ha. Well, I think there's a possibility that the crypto is competing. Crypto might have some use in a future society. So far, it's just another investment like Bitcoin, because the big boys are already parking their money in Bitcoin. Yeah, all you YouTubers or D-Livers or FakoTubers, come on over to the Discord, fake11.com/Discord. Just verify your voice and you can come on and talk informally on the audio chat. And don't forget, we are value for value. If you value this show, you can send whatever you think this show is worth. fakeologist.com/donate. Even a cup of coffee. It takes seconds to anonymously make a donation at fakeologist.com/donate. Well, looks like that's the end of the year. We'll probably be back here and there randomly. If you want to text when we come back, just text your number to 810-666-1984, and we will put you on that list, or send me your email at im@fakeologist.com, and we will send you an email when the show's on. Otherwise, have a great rest of the year and have an even better 2024. We'll try and keep up the pace in 2024. The audience is listening. I really appreciate everyone. Share this show out. It's on all major podcast platforms. It's on FakoTube. It's not on YouTube, because they won't allow it. So have a great rest of the year. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.